From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Paraplex opened in New Orleans last week. It's a museum devoted to what's politely called the paranormal.
Have you ever seen something you couldn't explain? And never dreamed of being able to predict the future? Is there a life after death? The Paraplex. The world's first interactive paranormal complex and science center. 4800 Canal Street, New Orleans.
Well, commentator Andre Kudrescu heard about the Paraplex, and he finds it redundant.
There is no question that in New Orleans, what people call the other world is our everyday world. My apartment in the French Quarter had a ghost who liked to appear at midnight on New Year's Eve in the fountain in my courtyard in the form of a young woman who sang the Chinese national anthem in Chinese. My son was a ghost tour guide in the quarter for a year, and every story he told, including the ones he thought he made up, turned out to be true. For instance, he told about a dream he had of a white-clad figure walking the roof ledge of a house on Rue Royale, and then we read in a book that the mistress of a French aristocrat wrapped in a bedsheet jumped from that roof and is often seen walking around. There are backyards with voodoo shrines in them that are found covered in blood and chicken bones in the morning. Our politicians are regularly bewitched by fairies who turn into prostitutes. Almost all of our elected officials use black magic to get into office, and once they get there, they owe some pretty serious gratitude to ghouls, ghosts, ogres, and invisible mafias. At Mardi Gras, everything unreal becomes real, and people who put on feathers, for instance, can't remove them when the season is over and have to go to their day jobs for a year, wearing body stockings to smash down the rebel feathers all over their bodies. Nobody in their right mind, as if such people ever existed here, believes that the floodwaters that drowned the city in Katrina can be kept back by anything but prayer and luck. Relying on the Army Corps of Engineers is more laughable than the trickle-down voodoo economics that was not real voodoo the way we know it. Voodoo here is called hoodoo, and it's the real thing. Do we need a museum of the paranormal? Hardly. We need a museum of the normal. Now that would be something to see.
Andre Kudrescu is author of The Post-Human Dada Guide, Zara and Lenin Play Chess. He calls New Orleans home.